Well, folks, I drove from Columbia to Jeff City today, and unfortunately I saw several accidents on the side of the road. Roads weren't terrible, but boy, they were slick. But nothing like we're seeing right now in Northwest, in parts of North Missouri. We've got a big winter storm warning that's in effect for a big portion of our listening area in far northern Missouri, and then a winter weather advisory in effect in western, west central, and parts of northern and northeast Missouri. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about it is Spencer Mell. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill. Spencer, let's start with the winter storm warning. St. Joseph, Maryville, Bethany, all in there. What are we seeing right now? What can we expect?
Sure, Brian. Right now, we're seeing a lot of this transition from a snow scenario over to sleet and even some freezing rain. We did see anywhere from 1 to 4 inches across those areas this morning, and now we're seeing some sleet, and we're going to watch it transition to all freezing rain as we get into later this afternoon and into the evening.
I know the original forecast looking above Moberly, or not above Moberly, above Maryville in far northwest Missouri, they were thinking maybe 4 to 6 inches of snow by the time tomorrow comes around. Is that still the case?
Sure, yeah. Actually, up in that area, up across Atchison County in Missouri, we actually have reports of 4 inches already. So right now, it looks like they're pretty close to the transition line, so that may be where they max out as far as the snow potential. But again, we're going to be watching for ice here continue through the afternoon and evening, and that's going to really make for some slick conditions.
One final question on the warning areas. The National Weather Service and MoDOT have both said we've got a lot of snow-covered roads in northern Missouri. Folks have to slow down, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Again, yeah, MoDOT has a map out there that says all the roads up there are snow-covered or ice-covered, so certainly very slick conditions out there. If you don't need to be out there, you know, maybe stay at home. If you do have to be out there, you know, make sure you take it very, very slow and very carefully. As you mentioned earlier, there has been several wrecks out there already here this morning.
There's also a winter weather advisory that goes in effect for the most part until 6 o'clock tonight. Kansas City, Chillicothe, Marshall, Macon there. What are those areas seeing and what can they expect?
Right now, we're hovering right around freezing, so we're still seeing a little bit of light freezing rain. Expect that to continue here through the afternoon. I think most of those areas have seen the worst of it, but again, we can still see some light freezing rain as we go through the afternoon before we should finally move above freezing and start to see those conditions improve.
You know, the last thing I'll point out, you guys tweeted today, Spencer, that there was freezing rain in Raymore, Pleasant Hill, Lee Summit, in the Kansas City Metro, in the Metro itself. Have you heard any reports of problems with the roads? Because just looking at these pictures, it looks not good.
Yeah, it is. It's really just a sheet of ice out there. So, you know, fortunately, MoDOT has got out there and treated some of these roads, but some of this freezing rain came pretty quick. So with that, we have seen accumulations out on the roads and, of course, some accidents out there. And as we hover around freezing, you know, still those bridges and overpasses could continue to be dicey as we go into the evening rush here.
I know you're very busy, Spencer. Anything you'd like to add about this storm, this warning, this advisory? Feel free, sir.
Just, you know, if you're out there and you see those temperatures below freezing on your dash, you know, just know that those roadways are probably icy. You know, use extreme caution if you're out there. And if you don't need to be out there, you know, certainly, you know, great day to stay home.